I'm here with Dr. Laura Sykes. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
We're here to tell you all about our new podcast series all about local Texarkana history. Why don't you just introduce yourself, Dr. Sykes? Tell us who you are, what you do, and what makes you so interested in local history.
All right. I am Dr. Laura Sykes. As you said, I am from Bossier City, Louisiana. I went to LSU to get my degree in history, and then I went to University of Rochester in New York to get my PhD. And now I'm back doing history down here. I am working at Texas A&M Texarkana, where I am an assistant professor of history. And I also run the Red River Center for Regional History and Culture. This is a program that the university sponsors where we do local history. We're outward facing to the community. And our goal is to collect, disseminate, and record matters of interest of local history to the community. Really, what I like to do is tell stories about the local community and our history and try to bring these things to life for people who, like me, are from around here.
So what we're going to do is we are going to do a series of episodes that sort of walk through various topics in local history in chronological order. So we're going to start with the Caddo Nation.
Yeah, so I kind of thought that what we could do is model this after a class that I teach at the university, which is local and regional history. In that class, I take it chronologically. I start with the Caddo, and then we move through the period of European colonization into the early era of statehood and all the way through the present. And so, of course, when we're talking about this area, we have to start at the beginning, which is with the Caddo Nation and their ancestors who came before them.
And we have a lot of other topics in mind. I'm just looking at the list we came up with, the Great Raft, the Red River raft you may have heard of that brought Captain Shreve to the area, silent movie actress Corrine Griffith, Ross Perot, Texarkana as a wartime travel hub, which sounds very interesting to me, the experimental composer
The experimental composer Conlon Nancarro.
There you go.
Yeah.
Desegregation, when Dolly Parton came to town.
The Louisiana Hayride.
Traditional foodways.
We
have lots of ideas, and we'd love to hear more. So if you have anything you'd just like us to especially to focus on, just send me an email at krichter@texarkanagazette.com. The scheduling is going to be sort of loose on these. It's going to be occasional, but you'll be sure to know when a new one's coming out. So the best way to keep up with it is to subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcast app. You should be able to find it. Just search for On the Line Texarkana and subscribe free of charge. We're looking forward to this. It's going to be fun, huh?
It's going to be fun, and everyone's going to learn a lot, whether they like it or not. I'm just kidding. They're going to like it.
Yeah, it's going to be – I'm really looking forward to this. A lot of people asked for local history in the survey I did recently. So here we go.
I bet none of my students asked for that, though. They're probably sick of it. But here we go. We'll give it to the community.
There you go.